This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into another hour of conversation, thanks to the well wishes of those people who work hard through the night and into the early morning to put a lot of information together that we have to discuss with you. When I say we, the DJV experience includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who is out ill today. She sent a note from her doctor, so she's okay. She gets a pass. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. With all the conversation over the weekend and as the week began with a focus on the Oscars, what didn't really get as much attention as I thought it deserved was the passing of Bill Paxton. Mm-hmm. Bill Paxton died on Saturday. He was 61 years of age. He had apparently a heart attack or heart blockage. And he passed away due to complications from surgery that was aimed at relieving that problem. He had been in a lot of films, dozens and dozens of films. I first became familiar with him, I think, in Twister. I think his character was likable, and he seemed to be a likable actor. He was in Titanic. He was in Apollo 13.
He was in Tombstone, which is one of my favorite movies early on.
He was in Tombstone. He was in Terminator. And I've always confused Paxton and Pullman.
Right.
Pullman is the president in Independence Day. He's not the one. At first, that's what people thought. You know, you saw some of the things that were being tweeted, and Pullman's picture showed up on a couple of them. But Paxton, they're both about the same, have had a, I think, similar career, don't you think, Jennifer, in terms of what they've achieved? They're both well-known.
Yeah, as far as solid acting, where they don't become like these super celebrities. I had the opportunity, though, to meet Bill Paxton.
Did you?
And it's worth noting, at my day job, we have a show that's hosted by Robert Conrad of the Wild Wild West fame and Baba Black Sheep.
Yep.
And so we have had the opportunity to meet several people who have given a lot of credit to Bob Conrad, for their acting career, for inspiring them. One of those people was Kevin Spacey. Another one was Bill Paxton, who was over the moon at the idea of finding Conrad and being able to come in and watch his radio show being produced. And what struck me most about him is how he was a true fan of Robert Conrad. And that meant something to me, because it shows that when you're a star, as he was, when you remain humble about how cool it is that you're an actor now, and that you get to sit in the room with one of these people that you grew up with that you admired so much, it was really telling, I thought, about his personality, about how he didn't take himself too seriously and still had a lot of respect for the industry that he was working in. And when he humble, genuinely nice, in awe of Robert Conrad, I just thought, all in all, just so impressed with who he was. And it's too bad. He was not a Hollywood type. He lived in Ojai, I think, is what he told us.
Yeah.
So he definitely liked to have space around him. He wasn't the Beverly Hills type. And I don't know. I think that there's something to that.
I was thinking about him when I thought about the time, the conversation we had on Friday when learning about the passing of Alan Colmes, who for me was the same kind of a guy.
Sure.
He used to, when we were together, he would talk about how long I'd been doing this and how did you, and then I'd turn it around and say, well, you've been doing this for as long as I have. He's a little younger than I, but not much. And again, sort of a contemporary of Paxton. People have been in the business, and yet guys like Combs and me, I mean, I think about when I worked at KBC, the people that I worked with who now think I have the same stature that they have or had. I never thought I had the same stature as Michael Jackson or some of the others who have been like Larry Elder. Remember when we had Larry and I sat together at that party for your at your dad's, or it was at the Italian restaurant that Cynthia.
Sure, it was our holiday brunch.
I used to think of him as being up on this pedestal, and yet he and I were talking to each other as contemporaries. And I think part of it, Jennifer, is that people who, depending on your upbringing, where'd you come from? I came from nothing. I came from the farm. I came from humble roots. My father was an orphan. And so what do I know about all of this stuff? And so when you accomplish something or you seem to be accomplishing things and people acknowledge you for it, I'm still turning it around and saying, oh, my God, you're a real star, whatever it is. And that's the sort of thing, that story you're telling about Paxton is the same sort of thing. Here I am, fortunate enough to be able to do this for a living. How many of you think that with regard to what you do for a living? How many of you give yourself the credit that you deserve? Jennifer's another one. She doesn't get the credit that she deserves, or she doesn't take it. She doesn't know what to do with it. She gets a lot of credit, but she doesn't know what to do with it for whatever the reason. And you know, she knows that that's not a criticism. It just is an acknowledgement of who we are. We're all different. Some of us need the accolades. Some of us need to be treated like the Kardashians or Zsa Zsa Gabor or some of that other group of people that always need to, you know, have somebody kissing their ring. We don't necessarily have, there are people in this business, the radio business, who want you to kiss their ring. I'll tell you what, I'll kiss and it won't be your ring.
I think when you can remain, when you get to be really good at something, whatever industry you may be in, and you still keep respect, and you don't think that you're just the end all be all on all things radio or all things TV or all things movies or all things accounting.
Right.
When you still respect other people's work and opinion and you stay humble about, wow, I'm really here, I don't know. I think there's a good lesson in there for all of us, right?
There is. All right, coming up, to clone or not to clone, that is the question, plus the continuing saga of what loam means.
Oh, boy.
13, you know, oh boy. 13 past the hour with DJ The Experience.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, did we figure out whether Natalie Portman actually had her baby yet? She wasn't at the Oscars, and she wasn't at the Spirit Awards. And the last time I saw a picture of her, Jennifer, she had a round belly like, what's the Santa Claus line? A bowl full of jelly.
A bowl full of jelly.
Yeah. What's going on with her? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Really? I thought you kept up with all that stuff. You were big on that sort of thing.
You know, it's very sad how things in your life have to fall to the wayside.
Really? Because you're busy.
And I've actually had to keep up with the gossip of politics more now.
Well, I imagine going
through... But Karen knows.
Do I know? Yeah, let's just say she's had the baby already. No, I don't know, but I imagine that going to an award show is probably not easy when you're as pregnant as she is, just because you have to sit there forever and pee every hour.
And those are no joke, by the way. Those. I mean, how long did this one go? It was supposed to be 5:30 to 8:30 Pacific Coast time, and it went till at least 45 minutes longer.
First of all, why did they start it at 8:30 instead of 8 o'clock?
I agree with you.
Obnoxious red carpet foolishness. Come on, let's get to the heart of the matter. Speaking of the heart of the matter, The fellow from, was he an Indonesian or a North Korean that killed Kim Jong-nam? He was paid $90 to do it.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Well, $90.
Big bucks. Couldn't refuse
husband
that.
And wife team. Yeah, nice. Good going, boys and girls. The continuing controversy about loam and what it is. For those of you who weren't listening to the program last week, I started talking, I believe, on what, Thursday or Friday about what loam is, and nobody knew. Victoria, who's out ill, was, I think, the first one to raise her eyebrow, and then Kara didn't know what loam is. I wasn't even sure Jennifer knew what it was.
Well, I remember I did know, but only because years ago you had to teach me what loam was, because I had no idea.
Oh.
I don't know why you don't just say dirt. I mean, you're trying to be all fancy.
Well, loam is richer than dirt. In a matter of speaking, Mark Mortensen, who listens to us in Oregon as a small farmer in Oregon, said in a note to me, you need to look up what loam is because it's not just topsoil. Loam is a special makeup of various elements. Just didn't want you telling people the wrong thing. Thanks for reading this. You're welcome, sir. Thanks for sending it, in fact. Loam is...
He's educating you on loam.
Yes, he is. Well, sifted loam is sold by companies to put on lawns in development or to redo your lawn, that sort of thing. And it does have various elements. As a matter of fact, I have a big pile, a stockpile on my farm of manure that does become... It's composted. There are old tree leaves in it. There's grass clippings. There's chicken manure, cow manure, horse manure, pig manure. And mix it all together, and the pile's been there for 10 or 12 years, and it's dirt now. It's just dirt. It's become dirt. Or, excuse me, loam.
Loam.
Become loam. So there you go, boys and girls. You've got another clarification. Thanks to your being in attention to what we're doing here on the DGV Experience. So, cloning. Jennifer, do you go along with cloning? Do you think cloning animals is okay?
I'm very torn on cloning because here's the thing. My heart says it's bad because I feel like God and nature should be what's making new beings.
How do you know God's not behind this?
That being said, you don't know that God's not behind it, and you also don't know that, the science behind it is pretty incredible. I just don't want to wake up one day and have someone knock on my door and have it be another me. That would be just weird.
Yeah. Well, this past weekend was the anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of the cloning of Dolly. Remember Dolly?
The sheep, right?
Yep, she was the sheep. One of the most controversial scientific experiments ever. The Roslin Institute in Scotland cloned a sheep from an adult cell of another sheep. And soon there were a lot of people that were worried that scientists would clone humans. I have maintained that there are ships floating around in international waters that have done just that. That there are, whether bioethics aside... the people who, this was when Bill Clinton was president, and he passed a 5-year ban on any research into human cloning because it was morally unacceptable, and we all know how moral Bill Clinton was, so he was the arbiter of that. A Gallup poll found the public has been increasingly okay with animal cloning, but on the human cloning thing, nope. Public opinion of human cloning is not, however, as strongly against as it was then. 13% say human cloning is okay now. 6% it was when Dolly was cloned. So it's inching up a little bit.
What
so
do
does
you
that
think?
Mean,
I mean,
what
you,
do I think?
I think your opinion's an interesting one because you see life and death and farm life all the time. So what do you think about cloning?
I think that cloning body parts would be okay. But I don't know how you do that without having a body. So you got to have you need to go to Hacksaw Ridge in order to get the parts that have been cloned out of a body. I don't know if you could clone an arm or a liver.
There's so much opportunity, and then they say, well, okay, we're going to clone this guy for an arm, and then we're going to off the guy? I mean, that's a horror movie ready to happen.
It is, right. Yeah, but the guy doesn't really exist because he's not really human. It's just a machine.
Maybe.
That's the argument that they would make.
Not a machine.
21 after the hour.
Beans. Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Monday, where we listen to 3-4 tunes that are new on the scene, but look like they have a chance, Jennifer, to make it in the big world of competitive music, whether it's downloads, airing on radio or podcasts, or Pandora, or Spotify, or wherever. This is Christina Grimmie. The song is called Invisible. Her family has released the song, announced plans to start a foundation in her honor. What actually did happen to her? She died. She was murdered, wasn't she?
She was shot, yeah. After one of her concerts, at the merchandise area, fans were congregating and someone came up and opened fire and she...
Was it ever determined why? What was the...
He was an Uber fan.
Yeah, it was just a guy who basically sat in his room and watched videos of her and was in love with her.
Yep.
And
so
the way of expressing that, yeah.
Okay.
Killing her.
That's good. So what do you do with somebody like that? Where do you put that person?
Just, a girl with her whole life ahead of her. Just,
yep.
Yeah, but I think this is part of, I think they're going to release an entire posthumous album from all the music that she had been working on before she was killed.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, there's a way to follow if you're a fan of Christina Grimmie. As a way of
and
following.
And this is not to sound not sincere or... but because of this story, it will get more attention than it probably would have.
Oh, yeah. She was okay. Wasn't anything great.
Well, there's just a lot of people who are in that class of artists who are trying to get a break and what cuts through the pack.
Yeah, this is it. Good shot. All right, next item in the new Music Monday track is Lana Del Rey. Her first new single in 2 years. New album title has not been announced. On Friday, posters of Lana were all over the Los Angeles area, prompting speculation she was debuting some more new music soon. Nobody expected this song to drop, however, over the weekend, which it did. So tell me a little about Lana Del Rey.
I'm going to have to rely on Kara for this one. I'm not sure. Kara, do you know much about Lana Del Rey?
I mean, she had a really big hit, I think it was a couple summers ago, called Summertime Sadness. Do you remember that one? Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah. You remember that one, right, Dougie?
Yeah,
she's kind of a weird mix of pop, but you can hear her. She's very... I don't know, not dark, but she sings really slowly.
All right, I'm going to come up with a name that nobody will recognize. Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
Yeah.
You don't think this is Nina Simone?
I don't think it's as jazzy, I guess.
Yeah, Nina Simone's got more of a jazz sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar. She's kind of odd. She is one of those people that pretends to be hipstery and, you know, wears kind of torn up clothes, but I think in actuality she's pretty rich. So people have mixed feelings about her. But.
All right, here's the song I will recognize, or at least I recognize Ryan Adams' name. A new song from his new album, Prisoners, called Outbound Train. Let's see what we think of this.
Supposed to say, like a train gone on.
You've been around.
Yeah. It's got a little more country to it this time around. You hear that?
Yeah. First album of original music since his hit 1989, where he rearranged Taylor Swift's entire 1989 album from beginning to end. Taylor Swift loved it, tweeted about it, and became Ryan's biggest commercial album to date, anyway.
Very good, a talented musician. You know, a lot of these people come out and they have a great voice and they sing really well.
Don't know how to put it together.
But he actually, right. I mean, I think he plays like guitar, piano, bass, drums, banjo, harmonica. I mean, he's got
a one man band.
Right.
You've seen the video of the one man band floating around, the guy with a drum and a harmonica. He's carrying a drum and all the instruments on his back. Did you see that video?
I did not.
Yeah. Very cute. All right, so there they are, Ryan Adams, Lana Del Rey, and Christina Grimmie with our new music for this week. At 28 past the hour, this is DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, many of you may not want to admit it, but if you think about it, are you really being manipulated by your dogs and cats? You know, just by watching your dog or cat do certain things, banging in the water bowl, for example, when it's empty, so that you fill it, or nuzzling you first thing in the morning so you get up, get out of bed, and go for a walk, you can tell that your dog and your cat is absolutely making choices. They've learned by experience that you may roll over and go back to sleep unless they're very persistent. Your dogs and cats are found out by trial and error that you will allow them to jump onto bed with you every third time they attempt it. Once your dog or cat has figured out your likes and dislikes, they're probably going to learn to manipulate them for their own purposes. For this reason, it's crucial to be consistent with your pets. They learn through association. The more consistency, the better the relationship. You're not the only ones manipulated by your pets. Me, as a pet therapist, the pet behaviorist, the pet psychologist, I'm manipulated by my pets every single day. And you know what? I don't mind it. I'll more next time.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off.
34 after the hour. Proud to be with you. If you're a longtime listener to Doug Steffen and things that go on around him, you'll know how happy I am. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer Horn here. Victoria has a slight illness. Be back sooner rather than later, I'm sure, because if nothing else, we'll make her feel better. That's the idea. People send to me all the time notes, Jennifer. I was feeling poorly today until I heard you, and then I got worse. No, that's not the right letter.
And then I realized it's not so bad over here after all.
Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The good news about America and our economy, as heralded by people like Warren Buffett, I use him a lot. But I was reading a new paper over the weekend that basically claimed a lot of the gains that are made by him and others, like George Soros, for example, are available to anybody who have the right buy and sell papers, the Wall Street Journal they read, but there are three or four other things, Bloomberg. It's just how you study them, how you read them, how you understand the method, the messages that are in some of these, and follow them. I thought it was interesting. Buffett said, again, to underscore the economy to calm people down, he's not exactly the biggest supporter in the world of Donald Trump, but he said, come on, relax. Will you please, all the people that are worried, okay, the signs are good right now, but are they going to, it's the old what if. What if he does this? What if he does that? America, if you look back over the history of the stock market, when the first day the stock market opened, it opened and closed at 16. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, the stock market closed at 20,498 or something like that.
That's more than 16.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are asking, well, is it time for me to pull out or do I buy more? I guess it depends on your own interview. I couldn't advise all these people on the air that advise what you should do. They're talking like people with paper butts. That's just how do they know what's right for you? Only you know what's right for you. I just say, and I'm no investor that has, I've mostly, if I've had extra money, which I don't have at the moment, but if I had it, I'd be buying real estate because that's what I know best and what I felt best about in my life when it came to making a couple of bucks, other than what I do for a living here. Certainly, the farm has helped me lose a lot of money over the years, and so in order to kind of keep everything even, it has worked for me. But I'm looking at some of the advice that Buffett and Soros. Soros is not taken. It's very interesting because both of them have pretty similar politics, except Soros is out there with his, and he's spending a lot of dough to establish a foothold with a lot of liberal.
I was going to say he spends a lot more of his money on.
Buffett doesn't contribute to any of that stuff. At all. He just doesn't believe in being politically active that way. And I understand. I think that's smarter for people of that. And frankly, I think it's smarter for most people to keep your political stripes to yourself, especially if you're in business. You just don't tell people what your position is if you are trying to sell folks. Because as soon as you tell them, you're going to alienate one side or the other. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. Ed McMahon taught me that. He said, I want to sell Alpo to everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you what my politics are. And I could tell you, as close as I was, and I bet you your father or you would say the same thing, because you and he were good friends. I don't know what his politics were.
Mm. We could
guess.
Right.
Yeah, right. You could guess, but I never. He was invited by Richard Nixon to run the inaugural for Nixon's second term. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nixon didn't know what his politics were. And Ed didn't lay, said nothing. Yep, be happy to do it. And he got Sinatra there. He got all of his pals. It was quite a festival, as a matter of fact, that second inaugural ball. And Ed put it all together. So anyway, the point is that if you don't have to tell people what your politics are, probably best not to if you're in business. Speaking of business, there's monkey business going on with the North Koreans. The North Koreans apparently have found a way, and I'm not surprised. It's actually when seeing it, you know, we have all these sanctions that are in place against the North Koreans. We're going to get them. We're going to close them off. We're going to do it. Any country that has any kind of computer technology or savvy at all is going to figure out how to get around the sanctions, especially when it comes to money and how they manipulate the money around. The international banking system is moderately corrupt, you think? And so for a buck or two or three, you can move your money around in various ways that can't be traced. So whether it's money or people or goods or arms or whatever it is, there's a report that came out over the weekend, a 100-page report that has been apparently the folks at Reuters and a couple other news agencies got a hold of it. And it just basically explains how the North Koreans are using all of these illegal evasion techniques to get money and to...
Shocking, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, isn't that a shock? Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Who would have thought they were up to no good?
Right. Nah, nobody would ever think that. Speaking of that, Jennifer?
Yes, Dougie?
There is a report out about lead bullets. I didn't realize that bullets were made out of anything but lead. Do you know that there are bullets around that are not made out of lead?
I think think I might have known that, yes.
Yeah. Copper, for example, is now being used. And this, but the only reason I can remember a great line from The Magnificent Seven, which you probably don't remember, Steve McQueen's character, when they're in a bar and one of the bad guys comes in and talks about what they do for a living, and Steve McQueen's character says, "I deal in lead, man," or "pal," or something like that. And the lead meant the lead that was in his bullet. Mm-hmm. So now the Peter people and some of the other animal activists are concerned about the metal that's used in bullets.
Oh, boy.
That can be used to kill animals. And it isn't so much what it does to the animal when they're alive, but apparently the leftover fragments that are left on the ground are being eaten by animals who are scavenging for food.
Ooh.
And then it is having it taking its toll, because we all know how bad lead is for our system. You can't have lead. You got to get.
And they're upset about this during hunting season, or
well, just in general. There is a ban. I didn't know this on lead pellets in shotguns, and it's been in effect since 1991. So you cannot use lead pellets in a shotgun.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're using plastic, I guess, much anything else.
Right.
I remember as a kid on the farm, one of my jobs, the most unpleasant thing I think I ever did was having to cut up to take the pheasant that was during pheasant season, the fall. They'd go out and they'd shoot the pheasant. It'd be full of buckshot. And so they'd bring them back. And I can remember sitting on the edge of the gutter behind the cows, cleaning the pellets out of the body, the carcass of the pheasant.
So they're going to eat it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Pheasant was a delicacy.
Did you ever get a bite of buckshot?
I remember almost breaking a tooth.
Ew, really?
On buckshot. Well, that's what it is, little pellets. Yeah, that's what buckshot is. Same thing. So, anyways, to do this or not to do this seems to be occupying a lot of people's minds. I don't know that I think it's the biggest and most important thing, but it is interesting. I bring these sorts of things up because I think nobody thinks about it. Who would have ever thought that this would be a problem? And maybe it isn't for most people, but it is for the PETA folks and the other animal activists.
Yeah, it's a created problem for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, food for thought. Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you thinking about things. Let me think about something as we end the month of February and go into the month of March. Does it mean that we won't be thinking about our heart because February is heart month? No. We'll be thinking about our cardiovascular system because it's my job to keep you focused on that so you can have a safe, long, lovely life. In order to do that, you need to have healthy blood flow so you keep your blood pressure down and the blood getting to all the parts of your body that need support, which is everything. All your organs, every single bit of your body needs to have two things. The red blood feeding the nutritious elements that are in your body that need to keep things growing. And the white corpuscles in your blood to effectively keep your body from getting sick. That's the immune system. And you need both of those. Every single part of your body needs all of that fluid getting to your system. So to support your healthy circulation, and to support healthy blood pressure levels, all the doctors on this program recommend, as do I, as does Jennifer, as does everybody, because we're all on Superbeats. Superbeats has replaced a cup of coffee for a lot of people, whether in the morning or the afternoon. Take a shot of Superbeats. All natural, non-GMO beets, grown, harvested, cooked, then dried and powdered. So you get a canister that's worth 3 months. This is a 3-month supply in a canister. And then, I'm sorry, no, there's three canisters. It's one canister a month. So you'll get an extra 30 days, an extra month supply when you start ordering right away. If you haven't started with Superbeats, please call this number, 800-655-4183. Am I convincing, Jennifer?
Yeah,
is my story?
It doesn't taste bad because sometimes people think, ooh, beets.
Yeah, beets.
But they have a black cherry flavor that tastes nothing like beets.
No,
and
it doesn't.
By the way, even the regular original flavor, it's got this nice, sweet, clean taste. It's good stuff.
All right, get a 30-day supply. Take Jennifer's word for it. Comes free with your first order, plus the book Beat the Odds, and free shipping when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Go to DougLikesBeats.com to order. DougLikesBeats.com to make your body perform like it'll hum like that cat that Jennifer has close to the microphone.
Purring that's right.
Away.
My yep. Motor over here.
That's right. You have to give the cat super beats, too. Super beats. 30-day supply extra when you start on the program, DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, let's check into this town in Oklahoma. Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this important? The mayor of Henrietta is Jennifer Klassen. She said dancing is legal now in our town. Yep, you heard that right. This is a very small town in Oklahoma that has repealed a decades-old ordinance that banned dancing in public. So you can make all the footloose jokes you want, Jen. Residents of Henrietta have heard all of them. The mayor said, we've all heard all about this since we were children. I'm in my 40s now. Even as kids, we thought this was silly. So the ordinance was enacted in 1977. When did this movie come out? When did Footloose come out? Do anybody remember?
Oh,
was
God.
It that early?
In the late 80s.
Yeah. Was it the late 80s? Okay. Anyway, in 1977 in Henrietta, Oklahoma, a ordinance was passed prohibiting dance halls within 500 feet of a church and couldn't build one near a public school either. The ban hadn't been enforced for a long time until earlier this month when one woman wanted to host a Valentine's Day dance above her store in town. The problem was her shop is right across the street from a church. No!
The horse!
Yes.
You okay over there?
God.
Holy moly!
The dance was canceled. Residents were pretty upset about it. They said they would stop paying their taxes. You see, I'm telling you, that's how to get change.
Power of the purse.
They have 721 people live in this town, and the taxpayers said, we are not paying until you change that rule. See, that's effective, right? You know how fast the rule was changed? In one meeting.
About 10 seconds.
Right. It was overturned by the mayor and the council. There you go. I'm happy.
There we go.
I'm happy for them. Let's have a big dance. Celebration. 10 before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Three past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller in Israel. Mystifier, paranormalist, motivator, mind master, all of those things. He has very strong beliefs, and his value system indicates that he believes in you, believes in me, believes in us, believes in our mind, believes that we don't always tap into the things that we need to tap into. And I wonder how that relates, Uri, to our relationship with Mother Earth, in a sense, the way that we respect or don't respect where we come from, because we all come out of the ground. We all eat food.
Listen, Doug, you again, you're telepathic, because I was going to talk to you about another subject, but very much in touch with what you just said. But you all know that in the last 5 weeks, the CIA released secret documents about my work for them and with them. But what also has been released is incredible. Now, this will sound to you like it's taken out of a bad science fiction film, but this comes directly from the National Security Agency. There was a time when NSA feared that psychics could nuke a whole city. The agency wondered if they take 10 psychics, could they cause a chain reaction that would cause, now listen to this, a city to become lost in time and space. This is so mind-blowing. This is all coming from a classified government document, and it opens up, this document reads like Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 Space Odyssey. There is an odd sequence of events relating to parapsychology, and this all occurred in the last month, in the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's basically concludes that there is an alarming question about psychics nuking, I'm talking about nuclear explosion, that they can nuke a whole city so that the entire city, the buildings, the roads, the bridges, can become lost in time and space. Now, if this sounds to you, Doug, like a plot out of science fiction, it is, but it's also a National Security Agency, and this is a memo, listen to this, from 1977. This all has to do with the KGB and with the list of an American scientist who had these amazing documents in hand. And now comes the punchline, which is even more far out, but very, very credible scientifically. You see, scientists know that if they can manipulate energy and matter can travel through space and time. Today, it's in very small amounts. But if the scientists say, if this is possible for small matter, for small protons, then why not in a big way? Why not make a whole city disappear? So, Doug, we are talking about National Security Agency and the CIA. They were concerned about these type of matters. What say you?
Well, I think that we have there's a failure to communicate here in a large way, because there's this have and have not believe or not believe. There are people who grow up in a circumstance, they were taught not to believe any of this stuff, that it was all part of some plan for the devil to take over, the occult, the so-called occult. Things that go on in the world are not to be discussed, not to be admitted, not to be you're told not to participate in these discussions if you're from certain religious backgrounds, and so science be damned.
You see, Doug, this all animates out because it started with it's a report that was cited by British scientists experiencing poltergeist phenomena after testing. Objects kind of flew in the rooms, they disappeared, they appeared. Now, supposedly, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, okay, yep.
There was a strange sound. This didn't surprise scientists who found it no harder to believe than objects could disappear and reappear.
Yeah.
Than it was to believe. You know, it's. I mean, I totally and utterly believe in this.
Yep.
This
and
is
so
the future.
And so do I. It happens now. It happened to a house in California that I lived in. It's very much there in the here and the now. You're right. Uri Geller always gets us to think. Check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.